Nimule Payam head Chief William Aliratel, South Sudan in Focus, suspected armed cattle keepers killed at least one man and kidnapped 12 others from the Ganji area of Mugali Payam, but released 9 of the 12 later on Wednesday. He says two men are still missing and presumed dead. Alira says he and other local authorities recover a body last night from the Aswa River, identified as one of the two missing people who were abducted yesterday.
Yesterday we went to the crime scene where we got the one of the Deborah's, the mess, I've mentioned the name, lying in the river, in the water, river Aswa. So we went together with the police. Still up to now, the investigation, investigation need to be done from the people who have been released.
Alira says the bodies of the two other missing men have not been found, but they presumed killed. He says his community has suffered greatly over the last 2 months since armed patrolees originally from Jungule State moved to Magwe County. Eastern Equatoria Information Minister Patrick Oting condemned the attack and says state authorities are working to bring the culprits to justice.
We condemn that incident. It's not a very good incident, especially when and innocent people who are not even part of the cattle raiding are still being tortured and butchered, you know, by the cattle hunters. That is unacceptable in the Republic of South Sudan for such kind of thing to happen. And I would still find a way until we reach the bottom of the situation and even to bring those who are concerned into the books one way or the other.
Oting says state officials are aware of the dire situation displaced Mugali Payam residents are in, who have sought refuge in Anzara village since last week's attack.
As a government, what we have come up with is to send a high delegation committee from the state government to go to the area and to assess the situation and then to come up with recommendations on what needs to be done. And that is what we have actually come up with the issue.
On Wednesday, the paramount chief, John Sait, armed pastoralist, moved into his area about 3 months ago, which is when the violence started. He told South Sudan in Focus displaced villagers need immediate humanitarian assistance, including food, shelter and water. Nearly 900 families were displaced from their homes in Mugali Payam after armed cattle keepers attacked the community. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.